This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean many things: family law, post judgment, child support adjustment, divorce, fill in the blank, full service, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Click the box, request a free consultation. They are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship at the club at Eagle Brook in Lakeland. Bill Curry Ford also supports my golf tournaments. Bill Curry Ford also writes the checks to the winners of the leagues from the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We will be launching season 7 of that podcast with more leagues than last year in just a few months. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Thank you, Grace Thomas. I received a call from a representative of Bill Curry Ford within the last 24 hours just saying, hey, it's been 6 months since you got into your new pre-owned vehicle. Let me know if you need anything. 6 months. It's flown by. I traded in a 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 miles on it for a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 miles on it. The process moved swiftly. Sean Sullivan was heavily involved, and he can be heavily involved for you. He doesn't just do that for me. You ask for him when you want to get into a new vehicle at Bill Curry Ford. And if you can't get to Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. And Grace Thomas will get you to Sean Sullivan, who is the general manager and even does his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa, North Dale Mabry. Can't believe it's been 6 months since I got in to my 2018 Ford Escape. And I should mention, you can also shop for pre-owned makes and models that are not of the Ford brand at Bill Curry Ford. I chose to stick with Ford, and of course, he has new Ford vehicles to offer you as well. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com is the email for the Toddcast. At ToddWright2121, Twitter, Instagram, and you can friend me on Facebook as well. Getting close to 3,000 followers on Facebook. Thank you for that. Just Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida will get it done. Stanley Cup playoffs starting this week. I sense some skepticism on the Lightning winning a third straight. Look, I get it. It's not an easy thing to do. But I still have a hard time finding other teams to beat in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm not saying this will be a victory lap for the Lightning, but there are a number of teams that I cannot make a case for winning the Stanley Cup. And I certainly can for the Lightning, even though they're not as deep, maybe not as good defensively as they were the last couple years. We'll get into one of those reasons why in a little bit. But they still have Vasilevsky. They still have Cooper. They have a healthy Stamkos. They have a healthy Kucherov. I don't know how healthy Braden Point is, but he's damn good. They have Hedman on the blue line. They obviously have other weapons. They did make some acquisitions at the trade deadline to help them create a third line that was lost after winning the second cup. Postseason Stanley Cup winning experience means so much. And they've got more of it than anybody else. They just do. And in this first round, their opponent doesn't have it. And you know what? The Toronto Maple Leafs just, I see no reason why I should expect them to win in the first round, and I would say that against any opponent, let alone the Tampa Bay Lightning. Why would they? This is the same franchise that has lost in the first round for five straight years. They've lost in game seven of the first round four straight years. They blew a 3-1 lead against the Montreal Canadiens in the first round last year. Austin Matthews, you want to talk about him? Sure. He led the league in goals last year. He scored one goal in the first round last year. He led the league in goals this year. Is that what you're holding up? Well, he's the leading goal scorer in the league. Yeah, he was last year too. What did it mean in the postseason? He scored once in seven games. One goal. They have pretty much the same core. Their goals against average is worse than it was a year ago. Their goals against average is the worst of all 16 teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's not a good thing going up against the Lightning. They have the same coach as last year, the same GM, and really, to me, it's the same toxic environment that has prevented the Maple Leafs from being a serious Stanley Cup contender for so long. They haven't won a Stanley Cup since I was born. Their last one was 1967. Again, I would probably pick against the Maple Leafs no matter who they were playing in the first round. But based on their weaknesses and based on the strengths of the Lightning, you damn right I'm taking the Lightning. And don't point at the regular season and say, well, the Maple Leafs finished ahead of the Lightning in the division. That's regular season hockey. The Leafs had more points in the regular season than the Lightning did last year. It meant nothing. So that's why I like the Lightning to advance past the Maple Leafs. And if I look beyond that, just for other teams that can be Stanley Cup contenders, I like having that head coach who knows how to win playoff games and knows how to do it as a head coach. And that's why if I were to offer you a Final Four right now, they're all coaches who fit that profile. Cooper, Berube, St. Louis, Gallant, New York. Vegas should have never let him go. And Sutter in Calgary. Yeah, I think all four of those coaches know how to win this time of year and could do some more winning this year. Now, if the Lightning struggle against the Maple Leafs, Mikhail Sergachev might be front and center as the reason why. I've been paying attention to this for a while. I did not want him protected by the Lightning. I think they would have been better off from a hockey standpoint and financially protecting Yanni Gourde and letting Sergachev go to Seattle. There are some who said, well, Kucherov would have never stood for that. Kucherov does not run the team. You can let Kucherov come in the office and just close the door and say, go. Say everything you're going to say. Say it now. Say everything. Let's hear it all. The deal's done. He's gone. Get it out of your system. Do you want to follow him to Seattle or do you want to play for another cup? Because we run the personnel department here, not you. Sergachev makes too many mistakes. Sergachev does not learn from his mistakes. Sergachev is not only drawing my criticism on a consistent basis. Listen to Phil Esposito on the radio broadcast. Listen to Brian Engblom on the television broadcast. Just reference some moments in games recently where Sergachev clearly can be spotlighted as the problem. If the Lightning do have a problem in this series or future series or fall short of competing for another Stanley Cup, number 98 to me is likely going to be one of the big reasons. And I kind of wish he wasn't here. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Bill Curry Ford. You can email me at write.todd@yahoo.com. Enjoy the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll be talking a lot about this here on the Todd Wright Toddcast going forward. So stay with me and subscribe, or just keep tuning in when it's convenient to you. Thank you very much.